This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
It's Thursday, 25 April, year of our Lord, 2024. No cold open because we have nothing but hot news today. Supreme Court, we're going to go there right now with Julie Kelly and Mike Davis. We've also got President Trump with an incredible rally this morning at 6 a.m. with steelworkers. David Zierer's there covering that. We've also got the court case. We can't find a crime, so we're going to continue to follow the criminal conspiracy against President Trump. Arizona, I think 17 folks indicted by a fake attorney general that, you know, stole the election with 208 votes. Also, the economy crashing, GDP with massive federal spending, $1 trillion added on federal spending, $1 trillion added every 100 days, growth 1.6%. We're going to get to all that just in the first hour. Let's start with Julie Kelly. Julie, you're going to be live tweeting because it's on audio. We're going to pick it up, too. Talk to us about what's going to happen in the court today on this historic argument about presidential immunity.
So this is oral arguments in Donald J. Trump versus the U.S., and this relates to lower court rulings in Washington, D.C., one by Tanya Chutkan, an Obama appointee, and another three-judge panel, which had two Biden appointees on it, that for the first time argued and concluded that a man-based criminal prosecution is back in office. So this has been litigated really since last October. Donald Trump's lawyers filed a motion to dismiss last October Jack Smith's four-count indictment related to the events of January 6th and overturn the 2020 election. 2 months later, Judge Chutkan handed down her historical ruling saying that presidents are not protected by immunity, hand-based prosecution. That was the appellate court in January. And then later, this is how quickly this has all transpired. A month later, this three-judge panel, two Biden appointees, upheld Chutkan's decision, and that is what the justices will hear about today.
Okay, Julie's going to join us at 5 with her assessment. You're coming a little broken on the phone, so we'll let you. Julie, where do people go right now to follow your Twitter feed? You're going to be giving real time because you can hear the arguments on the audio, but obviously no cameras. You're going to be giving real time commentary. Where do people go?
So people can follow along in my Twitter, Julie_Kelly2. And that's where I will be live tweeting. The proceedings are available on C-SPAN and also the Supreme Court website. And then I will get you guys up to speed later tonight about what the arguments involved.
Last thing before you go, the true criminal, the heart of the criminal conspiracy, as you've unveiled it, a center of that is Jack Smith in this Florida situation. Have you heard any Republican voices at all coming out to go buck wild on this as a criminal conspiracy? Has anybody backed your or asked you for your, you know, the unredacted version that you've been putting out that's so powerful?
No, they have not. I don't even know who's read it.
It's amazing. Julie Kelly, thank you. We will go. We're streaming your Twitter feed right now. Everybody, we got to have two platforms up today to follow this. Julie, thank you so much. We'll let you go back
to
work.
Talk to you tonight. Thanks.
Julie Kelly will be with us at 5 o'clock. Let's go to Mike Davis, our own Mike Davis outside the Supreme Court. Mike, can you set the historical precedent? This is a pretty important day at the Supreme Court. You've covered a couple of three of them. You've actually worked for Justice Gorsuch. You made sure that people actually got approved to actually sit on the Supreme Court. Tell us about this today. How big a deal is this?
This is a monumental case today before the Supreme Court. It's one of the most important cases that the Supreme Court will ever decide in its history. And this, the case comes down to this, whether the President of the United States, any President of the United States, is immune from criminal prosecution for his official acts. Members of Congress are immune from criminal prosecution for their official acts. Federal judges are immune from criminal prosecution for their official acts. Why wouldn't the President of the United States? Hey, man, get the hell out of here.
I can stand wherever I want. What's up?
Get him out of here. Why wouldn't the President of the United States be immune from criminal prosecution for his official? I will.
Yeah. What do you think they're going to do?
Mike Davis is going to punch your light. Mike Davis is going to punch your lights out. That's what he's going to do. He's a feisty Irishman. Davis. The good news is that they know where to go. They know where to go to. They know that you're going to lay down the law on this thing, Mike. Outside, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of protesters. I mean, you've attracted some, but it looks like a pretty thin anti-Trump turnout.
Fake news. I don't know why Trump supporters need to be here. I mean, this should not be a political rally, but the Democrats have turned this into a political rally because Democrats fear that the Supreme Court is going to rule for President Trump, as they should, and it's going to end their lawfare against President Trump. I'm going to kill him.
Mike, you're doing great. I tell you what, let us jump here for a second. I'm going to let you, I will let our producer work with the situation there, and we'll come right back to you in a second, okay? Our own Mike Davis. You see how they've already targeted Mike Davis because they know the truth. Hey, here's the reality. This is a huge case today. Remember a couple of years ago during the Obama administration, they took out the guy and his son in Yemen as American citizen. And look, I'm not saying that some of these guys shouldn't have been taken out, right? He was a hardcore jihadist. But it gets down to the fact, could President Obama be charged with a crime for going after an American citizen without a warrant, without due process, everything like that? This has all come down because President Trump, in his duties as President of the United States, were performing certain duties, and of course, all they're trying to do at the time is criminally prosecute. They're trying to criminalize what President Trump did as President of the United States with his official duties during his term, and that's why this is such a historic. This is why it's such a historic case. Also, other big developments today. We're going to go back to the Supreme Court in a second, as soon as we get some good order and discipline around there. We've got a package from this morning, President Trump. The team around him, I want to give a hat tip to Gavin Wax. I want to give a hat tip to the New York Young Republicans Club, and I want to give a hat tip to Vish Burr and the entire team there. They had a great rally for President Trump at, I think, 6 a.m. this morning, totally unannounced, with steel workers. David Zier was there. Can we go ahead and play the package of David Zier, and then we'll go right back to David Zier.
Close in New York, I understand, and we're leading in the country by a lot. Poll just came out a little while ago, as you saw yesterday, that we're up in every swing state and up by a lot in every swing state. So I think we're going to do very well, and we're going to make a play for New York. I just heard there was a very good poll came out. Normally, a Democrat will win New York. Biden is the worst president in history, and we have some very bad people here, but we have the greatest people, and they're right behind me. And they all want us to run, and we're gonna run very hard in New York. New York, we have a good chance of winning New York, in my opinion, but we're going to give it a shot.
We're over here with Rob Bartels, a business manager for Local 638 Steam Fitters. Pretty crazy day this morning, right?
Very busy day, yes. Yeah, what a, to see the president.
What a reception he got, right, from the construction workers on the ground in New York City.
Yes, he did. He resonates very well with the people of New York City, being a New Yorker himself. He knows how to talk to people. They love what he's got to say. With what's gone on the last 4 years in this country, pretty much all the construction workers that I speak to are about fed up with it.
Desperation and keeping up with inflation. Even if you make a good wage, you're not making forward progress. And that's the story in New York City, right? There's definitely a sea change in the air here.
There absolutely is. And my members have made it very clear at my union meetings who they want to support. It's a little early for us to endorse anybody yet. We have 9,000 members. We have a presidential poll I put out. That presidential poll right now, Trump is leading 3-1 over Biden.
Wow, pretty extraordinary numbers. And we know Trump helped build some of the skyline in New York. Used union labor, right?
I actually worked for Donald Trump in 1986 when he took the Wallman Rink over. And he actually remembered me when his team spoke to him. I actually have in this envelope the invitations he sent me, which I had him sign today. But he was great to the members. He took very good care of us. You know, while we were doing that rink for him, he wanted to get it done from the city. And we got it done for him. Local 638 got that job done for him.
All right. Well, Rob Bartels of Local 638 Steam Fitters, I want to thank you for joining us. And, pretty epic day here in New York City. Once again, Trump. Up in Harlem, down here with the workers in the city. Any last words?
Well, you saw the crowd that he had behind him of construction workers, and not only from my union, many unions that are on this construction site at 270 Park Avenue. So the only other thing I could say is he resonates with what the working class wants.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. It was really nice to meet you guys.
Have a great day.
Excellent. Thank you, Rob.
Take care, guys. Thank you.
He resonates with what the working class wants. This is a show of force. Joe Biden can't do that. The phony populism he's got, Joe from Scranton, it's all BS. You heard right there from Local 638 and all the construction workers. This is exactly what we wanted, and it's fantastic. President Trump has a show. If he has a show of force every couple of days, they can't compete with that. These phonies. You think Eric Adams could walk down there and talk to construction workers like that? They'd be booed. They'd be throwing hats at him, chasing him off the site. You think Alvin Bragg or Big Tish James or Colangelo, any of these progressive lefties, hardcore Marxists, think they'd go down and talk to working men at a site? No, impossible. That is the strength and power of Donald Trump. And we need more shows of force. I want to give Jason Miller, the entire team over there, also, Gavin Wax, the same people put together the Bodega Run, put this together. Zier, I got about a minute on this side. I'm obviously going to hold you because we're going to talk about the case. Give me your assessment. You were down there early. Tell me what it was like.
This is a message that the workers are suffering under the Biden administration, and Trump is going to bring back manufacturing, protect the steel industry. Who would ever think that you would have 150 construction workers in a union supporting a Republican on the streets of New York? Definitely a sea change going on. They're building this J.P. Morgan building at 270 Park Avenue, out in force, cheering at the top of their lungs on the streets of Manhattan here. And like you said last week, it's a tale of two cities, right? You have this courtroom situation, and then you have the real story on inorganic. It was an inorganic response to President Trump. This was not staged, even though it was a planned event. These guys were oozing appreciation for Donald Trump. While the NYPD had to hide in the lobby, the assistant chief of the NYPD last night with pro-Hamas protesters, they're being overrun. And these guys see what's going on in the city and they don't like it.
David, you hang on 1 second. We'll come back, talk about this show of force of President Trump, also the persecution. I noticed in our footage, I looked at that B-roll, I didn't see Mike Johnson down there with the president. I didn't see Mike Johnson with the president. I haven't seen Mike Johnson at the sticks today. talking about the persecution of Donald Trump. You know why? Because the leadership of the Republican Party in the House and the Senate, they want the persecution to continue. They don't want Donald Trump to win. Yes, you heard it here first in the war. Short commercial break. Back in the warm in a moment. Hey, folks, if you watch War Room, you know we talk every day about the geopolitical and other forces driving the price of gold. There are actually a couple of reasons this is happening. Let me walk through them. The cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January 2021, cost of living is up 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now significantly north of $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, and a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold Group. Secure a portion of your savings now with gold, and do it from Birch Gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free information kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of your pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold also. Just text Bannon to 989898 and claim your free info kit to protect your savings in a time of turbulence, instability, and uncertainty. Do it today. Take action, action, action. Birch Gold Group. Text Bannon at 989898.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, make sure you're up and at the Ramparts early in the morning. Two great ways to do it. Warpath Coffee, warpath.coffee/warroom to get your 15% discount. Also remember to get all the blends. Folks rave about the medium and mild roast. I'm a dark roast guy. Take your pick. Immerse yourself. In particular, here's what I ask. Just go and look at the reviews we've gotten from folks in the War Room. I think there's over 4,000 reviews now. Read those first and then make your own decision. Warpath Coffee. Also, sacredhumanhealth.com. Rave reviews from a fellow War Room Posse members on the grass-fed beef liver and all the other products. I kind of push the grass-fed beef livers because that's how I get an energy jolt early in the morning. Grass-fed beef liver is the greatest concentration of nutrients in the animal kingdom. Go check it out today, Sacred Human Health. Remember, just go to the site, immerse yourself in all the details, look at the reviews and statements of belief of people that have used it, and then make up your own mind. You're free men and free women. Let's go back to the Supreme Court. In breaking news, a protester has been carted off to the hospital. No, I'm just kidding, Mike Davis. Mike, you're with us on this historic day. What are the protesters out there? Why are they so angry at President Trump?
I think that they're just they must have let people out of the mental health asylum for today's Supreme Court hearing. So we have our friend here. It looks like an MSNBC correspondent behind me, and we are reporting today for the Supreme Court on this historic case before the Supreme Court on whether the President of the United States is immune from criminal prosecution for his official acts. And so it's going to be a monumental case. The case is going to affect many more presidents than President Trump. This is what these Democrat operatives need to understand, is that if President Trump is not immune from criminal prosecution for his official acts, does that mean the Trump 47 Justice Department can prosecute President Biden for his extrajudicial drone strike on two American citizens, including a minor? Does that mean that the Trump 47 Justice Department can prosecute now Judge David Barron on the First Circuit Court of Appeals, who was President Obama's legal advisor at the time for assisting President Obama with that drone strike? Can the Trump 47 Justice Department prosecute President Biden for his illegal mass parole of 10 million illegal immigrants into our country and the resulting crimes? Can the Trump 47 Justice Department prosecute President Bush 43 and Vice President Cheney for their reckless reliance on faulty intel at best, most charitably, and the resulting murder of 100,000 Iraqis. I mean, where does this end? And this is why it's critically important that the Supreme Court hold that presidents of the United States, like members of Congress, like federal judges, are immune from prosecution for their official acts.
We're in a lot of our audience is also doing two screens today. They're watching Julie Kelly's Twitter feed as you hear the audio of the arguments. Just can you summarize, what is the government going to argue? Why are they going to argue that Trump doesn't have immunity and has to stand trial for J6?
Well, I couldn't hear you over our friend behind me, but I think what Julie Kelly, is she talking about the Fisher case? Or is she talking about
what is the government going to argue today about why Trump doesn't have immunity? What is their central argument?
Well, their central argument is that there's not immunity spelled out in the Constitution explicitly or by statute. But my response to that would be there's not immunity spelled out explicitly for federal judges in the Constitution or the statute. It is part of the separation of powers. And if you allow a president of the United States to indict his predecessor for his official acts, you're going to destroy the presidency and therefore destroy our country.
Mike, I tell you what, we're gonna go to David Zierman. Come back to you later when things maybe slow down a little bit. I've got to ask you about why the House is still not moving on any criminal conspiracy, given what happened last night in Arizona. Mike Davis outside the Supreme Court. Everybody bear with us, as obviously these things, you always have protesters. Remember, every time I walk outside of a courtroom, you've got folks there trying to use their First Amendment rights. Of course, that doesn't go for shouting down TV broadcasts, or otherwise people would be there trying to shout down MSNBC and CNN all the time. Let's go back to David Zier. David, you've had the bodega run. You've had now this amazing, the visuals and the outpouring of just not just support, but really love for President Trump. Talk to me about New York City. Is New York City, Trump's making a big case. He's going to have he wants to have a big rally in Madison Square Garden. Is it a reality given the Democratic machine there, the way they steal votes all the time? President Trump saying, hey, this city actually, the citizens are being crushed by Biden. I think I can win this. What's your assessment?
I think between Gavin Wax and Vish Burra, who I interviewed again this morning, by the way, they should make Gavin Wax the New York GOP leader for the state. I'm telling you, these guys are onto something here. They're picking winners and great locations to resonate with the American people on what everyday people are going through. I don't know if that rally would take place in the Bronx or MSG, but I interviewed social media influencer Lou Valentino today from the Bronx, AOC's district, where 90% went for Biden. They're begging for Trump to come up there. They are begging for it. The people are, the Dominican community, they're sick of it. They're not being protected. The illegals are setting up shop in front of their stores on the sidewalks without permits. And there's definitely something brewing. And listen, even if he can't win New York State, which is 2-1 Democrat, you know, it's a clarion call for the other inner cities in the battleground states, and it could make a difference in this election. And while Trump is locked up in this courtroom here, he can only campaign 2 or 3 days a week, while Joe Biden's crisscrossing the South, Florida, North Carolina. He raised $2.5 million the other day in Raleigh, North Carolina. Jill Biden's on the ground. They're all out there campaigning. And that's the election interference going on right now. The people of New York saw those incredible images last night of Jim McCarthy, the assistant police chief, had to take refuge in an open door at NYU as throngs of people were intimidating cops and berating them here. So, you know, it's unraveled here in New York City. And you're right. Adams couldn't go down there to that construction site this morning. People were lined up at 3 a.m. These construction workers, they were really enthused. This wasn't like Biden talking at a union, you know, thing with the UAW leadership and this coordinated applause. This was real and crazy. And Trump pointed out in his notes this morning that they handed out to the media that the UAW workers want Trump. So regardless of what the leadership says, but the union worker can't keep up. And Trump bought 9,000 factories and distribution centers back to the United States as president. And that's what they want.
David, you've heard on some a very important signal, not noise. I want to exploit that. We're going to get in. By the way, the economy is imploding. 1.6 with all the massive federal spending, $1 trillion every 100 days. The biggest Keynesian stimulus, and with the Fed doing the exact same thing, and Treasury trying to juice liquidity. With all forces, fiscal, monetary, Keynesian, all of it, 1.6% growth. And of course, Rick Santelli is also questioning, as EJ and Tony has from the beginning, are these labor numbers right? Comes out exactly like it's done the last couple of months, then got to restate it. People know their lived experience is terrible. I want to go to what you said about Gavin Wax, about he should really be the GOP and stuff. You have a noticeable leaning on the shovels by the Republican establishment. The leadership in the Senate with Mitch McConnell wants to take the Senate. They do not want Trump to return. The House, it's pretty obvious. Was Mike Johnson down there today? Was he shoulder to shoulder? Because he was in New York City yesterday at Columbia, and then he went on Jesse Waters last night to tell us once again that he's got the smallest majority, except when Nancy Pelosi had it and got everything done that she wanted. Was Mike Johnson there today, or did he go down to the sticks? Was he in front of the microphones to support President Trump in the court case? Was Mike Davis there? Was Mike Johnson there today?
No, and it's a different mindset, because Trump goes down the streets. When he was on the construction sites and all these epic properties that he built in New York City, along with his father back in the heyday of the Trump Organization, you know, they interacted with the construction workers. They would stop and ask the concrete workers. I hear stories. I'm in construction in New York for 36 years here, and everyone tells me, oh, I met Trump. He came up to me. He asked me what materials I was using. You know, he helped me out. He helped me out with my bill. The doormen, the taxi drivers, and everything. Trump has that connection. Mike Johnson doesn't have that connection with the people. Mitch McConnell doesn't have that connection with the people. Trump is a street guy. He's a guy from Queens. There's definitely something to be said for that, and it goes to his populist message. You know, I brought somebody to meet him at Mar-a-Lago. He was running for office. Trump was more interested in the bodyguard that he brought, which is a retired NYPD police officer. And he spent like 2 hours talking to that guy instead of the candidate I brought. So, you know, that's who he is. And that I think that's what gives him energy. So I think him being there, listen, this has got to be really stressful on him. And it's got to be tearing him apart. Being in that courtroom with no phone and no contact and everything, like Ben Burkwam said to me yesterday on 6B or the other day. You feel like your life is slipping away when you're in that courtroom. You're not in touch with what's going on. So him being out on the streets here, I think what the NYYR has done has been epic.
David, just hang on. We're going to come back to you. We got EJ and Tony. We're on Abe Hamadeh. The conspiracy against President Trump in the MAGA continues. Not one word from the RNC. Not one word from the Standard Republican Party. You know why? They don't care if MAGA gets rounded up by these left-wing Soros-backed DAs or attorney generals. They could care less. Can't be bothered. All next in the war room. I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11. Shortly after, the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen,
but it's an interesting and dire warning.
Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to RickardsWarRoom.com. That's RickardsWarRoom.com now to see the video.
Here, as I see them, conspiracy is the first. Count two is, and I like this, fraudulent schemes and artifices. Count three is fraudulent schemes and practices. And counts four through nine are forgery. That those last counts having to do, and this is something that we've seen in other places, these individuals, plain as day, attested to something in a document we have access to that they sent to the National Archives that was just simply not true. They said that they were the dual.
Okay. The criminal conspiracy, and by the way, if we can grab the Morning Joe, I want to play that because he was even more. You got to hang her for 1 second. I just want to get Abe in here for a second. Abe, this fake attorney general, the phony attorney general in Arizona, that is still only up on you by 208 votes. And I think it's, what, 9,000 votes they refused to count? Is it 9,000 or is it more they refused to count?
That's right, Steve. It's 9,000. That 9,000 uncounted ballots. And, you know, just last week we had the Court of Appeals deny us a new trial, but we actually had one brave judge who said that we should get a new trial because the government withheld the evidence. So we are still fighting that lawsuit. We're going to be filing to the Supreme Court very shortly, but we've seen what a weaponized legal system does, and it's tragic. It's a tragedy to the law.
This is part of the criminal. Is there any doubt in your mind, as someone that is actually the legitimate attorney general of the state of Arizona and now is running for the House, is there any doubt in your mind that this is part of a broader criminal conspiracy to basically have election interference against MAGA candidates and MAGA people that support MAGA?
Yeah, you'd have to be living under a rock to not know what's going on. I mean, this is clearly a fake, illegitimate attorney general. I mean, look at how brazen they are, Steve. You got to respect it in some ways. She's not even legitimate, and yet she is going after these alternate electors, and now not just them, but going after Trump's team. I mean, it's very brazen what's happening. Nine count indictment. These are high-level felonies, Steve, in Arizona, and almost all of these felonies, I read through the indictments. I mean, these are such broad statutes. You know, if somebody wanted to weaponize the legal system, this is exactly what you would do. And the timing, all of this is you know, predictable. It's during an election year, right when President Trump's in trial in New York, and this is Chris Mays trying to get her fame right now, like Fannie Willis, like Alvin Bragg, like Jack Smith, like Letitia James. So this is a perversion of the rule of law, Steve. The reason why I ran for attorney general in the first place at such a young age. Remember, I was 30 years old. I was running the youngest statewide candidate in the country. I would have been the youngest AG since Bill Clinton. The reason why I was running is because I predicted this. You know, where are these Republicans? This is so easy to predict, Steve. If they watch War Room, if they understand what's going on, if they read any real news, they will know that this is a Marxist transformation that is happening in our country, and it will not stop until Republicans in power stop them. It's obvious. And I am so ashamed that our courts here in Arizona, who lack any courage to stop this madness from happening, because they could. You know, a lot of these judges are Republican appointed, but, you know, these are the old-time Republicans that believe that we're operating from the 1980s Democrats with, like, Tip O'Neill. No, these are Marxists, and they're on the march, and they're seeking to take down this America First movement and President Donald Trump. And look how brazen it is, Steve. I'm going after Mark Meadows, Boris. They're going after Rudy Giuliani. I mean, Rudy can't catch a break, Steve. I mean, if you look at it, they're redacted because none of them had any notice that this was going on because they never got served. There was no indication that they would be indicted. This is so brazen, and it needs to stop, and it's only going to stop when people in positions of power, you know, actually go after them.
This is the cowardice. I want to go back to when he said 208 votes, 208 out of millions cast, 208. You have 9,000 that would break 80-20 to Abe Hamadeh. So Abe Hamadeh would be the attorney general by thousands of votes, not close, thousands of votes. Okay. With 208, she's in your grill. I mean, this is like Nancy Pelosi. She's charging these guys. And the primary in Arizona, I think, is like 3 or 4 months away. 100 days or just outside of 100 days. This is in your grill because they play for keeps. They play smash mouth. When Soros cuts him the check, he wants results. He wants Trump in a courtroom in New York. Lawfare is working for them. And the reason it's working, as Abe Hamadeh said, it's gutless, feckless Republicans that have been the controlled opposition. The reason the country's in this shape is in, we got a bunch of Marxists as these global elites have taken over the institutions, and you've had nothing but gutless Republicans that have just gone along with it, and they're going along with it right now. And Mike Johnson and Jim Jordan, are, of course, Jim Jordan's staff is saying, oh, please, we've done so much. You have to have our back. It's all Mike Johnson and Steve Scalise. Yeah, Scalise and Johnson are terrible. Jordan, your staff is not aggressive enough. You're not aggressive enough. I want to play something for Morning Joe. You know who agrees with you, Abe Hamadeh? I think Joe Scarborough agrees with you. Let's go ahead and play it.
Arizona now becomes the fourth state to file criminal charges against the so-called fake electors that sought to undermine President Biden's victory over Trump. So, Joe, we saw the video there. They also signed a fake certificate that they posted to social media. I mean, they were breaking the law, pretending they were the state's electors when they weren't, because Joe Biden had won, narrowly bit won, broadcasting exactly what they were doing. And now the bill has come due.
You know, I'm not a prosecutor. We have plenty of former prosecutors on, and we're going to bring them on in a minute. But Willie, it's like, thank you so much for waiting until the day before the election. You know, I all of these cases that were brought in 2020, late 2023, 2024, you know, look at the date there, December 14th, 2020. I really am. I'm not just pointing out this attorney general in Arizona. I could bring it of all of them, of the Justice Department. Why did they take so long? Georgia, we kept asking why Georgia was taking so long. Alvin Bragg said, no, I don't want to bring that case. And then brings a similar case like a year later. It goes on and on. But again, the timing, first of all, it frustrates people who don't like Donald Trump because he's not, if there were laws broken, it's not going to get resolved before the election. And for people who support Donald Trump, they're like, look, they're all doing this in election year. So again, I know it takes a long time to build the case. But when you look at what happened on January the 6th.
Let me have it. Let me have it. Mika's about to scold him. We don't need to be scolding. Hey, but hold it. You're running for the House. That when you're in the House, it's so feckless. There's a vast criminal conspiracy, and Arizona's part of it. Michigan's part of it. Georgia's part of it. What's happening in New York's part of it. You've got the federal level. You got this explosive document that Julie Kelly's done an amazing job of unredacting what Jack Smith wanted to have. She has not gotten one call from Jordan's staff. She has not gotten one call from Johnson or Scalise or any of them. You know why? They don't care. That's Trump's problem. Abe Hamadeh, how do you see it?
I honestly think, Steve, there's a lot of Republicans that don't want to acknowledge how dire the situation truly is, that our country is not just being stolen from us. It already was stolen from us in 2020. And that's why you're seeing, you know, look at what Joe Scarborough, he's even, I don't know if he's off his meds or something, but look, they're trying to solidify this. I mean, there's no other way around it. 2020 was 4 years ago. They're the ones who are constantly bringing it up, and they're doing it because they know what they did to the American people. And without accountability from Republicans in Congress, I mean, this is why you elect us to the federal government. You elect us to the halls of power in Congress, you know, the most powerful legislative body on the face of this earth. And if they don't have the ability to put a rein in on this bureaucratic state and this lawfare that's going on with these county prosecutors, these are county prosecutors, these are state prosecutors, then what is the point of the federal government? Where is the real power? So that's why I'm going into Washington, D.C. with President Trump and with Carrie Lake here in Arizona, because believe me, we've all been fighting. We've all been fighting the media. We've been getting sanctioned. I just got sanctioned $200,000 just this week for fighting my election cases, Steve. And it's all worth it. It's all worth it because America is worth fighting for. And that's exactly the spirit I'm going to bring to Washington, D.C. And our numbers are growing. I know these America First Republicans in D.C., some of them, you know, a lot of them here in Arizona, I get how tough it is and difficult it is, but backup is coming. Backup is coming, and it really starts by getting President Trump elected this November. I don't want any of your viewers to look at this and get black-pilled all of a sudden. We have to now stay stronger and more united at this moment when we see the face of this criminality, the face of this injustice, how they are tearing apart our Constitution right before our eyes and mocking us and laughing at us. Use all of that anger and channel it into passion. Passion to make sure that we get President Trump elected. I always say I'm a happy warrior, Steve. You know, happy warriors, we're pissed patriots too. But I say I'm a happy warrior because the best warriors fight for what they love. And I love my country, and I'm going to fight for it all the way. And I'm not going to let these Marxists take over.
Abe Hamadeh, where can people go to find out more about you, particularly about the sanction that you've gotten? Lawfare is working. Because for all these guys in Arizona, it's going to cost them $1 million to defend themselves. Of course, the charges are totally bogus, but they've dumped in so many charges. I mean, there's 10, 20, 30 years, 40 years of felony added up in prison time right now. A lot of these people are in their 60s or 70s. So it's going to cost them a lot of money to do this, to fight it. Abe, how do people go and find out more about you, more about your campaign?
Yeah, Steven, you're exactly right. I know so many of these people who just got indicted. They're grandmothers, you know. It's atrocious. They're my friends. So it's not just the people that we always see on TV. These are real Arizonans. These are real Americans. These are your brothers and sisters. It is shocking what's happening. But I appreciate all the support that I'm fighting this deep, corrupt cabal. They can go to abeforaz.com, abeforaz.com, and follow me on Twitter and Truth and Getter at Abraham Hamadeh.
Abe, thank you very much. Lawfare continues, and it's working, quite frankly, out in Arizona, the vast criminal conspiracy that we'll have more to say about in the second hour. Abe, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve.
With all this going on, your life is going to suck even more because the numbers are out now on the economy. Let's have Rick Santelli tee it up, and we got EJ Antoni.
Yes, let's start out with initial jobless claims, 207,000. That's much lower than we were expecting. We were looking for a number closer to 220,000. In the rearview mirror, we have 212,000. And by the way, 5 out of the last 7 readings have been 212,000. Never seen that before. Makes me wonder about these numbers, truly. Continuing claims, much lower than expected, 1,781,000. 1,781,000. That is the lowest level going all the way back to January 12th, the week of January 12th. That is a big drop. And last week's moved down from 1,812,000. Also under to 1,796,000. That is a big deal. Now let's get to the money numbers. GDP, first look, first quarter, a disappointment, 1.6%. We're looking for a number almost a full percentage point higher. 1.6, the weakest growth on a quarterly basis going back to the second quarter of 22 when it was negative, minus 0.6%. Consumption, 0.5% weaker than expected at 2.5%. 2.5% would be the weakest since second quarter of last year when it was 0.8. If we look at the price index, it's higher, 3.1%. We're expecting 3%. In the rearview mirror, 1.6%. Moving in the wrong direction. This comps to the third quarter of last year when it was up 3.3. If we look at the price index core on a quarter over quarter basis, it leaped to 3.7. We're expecting 3.4. And the rearview mirror is 2%. 3.7 is the hottest. Well, it's the hottest since the first quarter of last year. It exactly equals the second quarter of last year.
Okay, these numbers suck, and that's why your life sucks, your financial and economic life. They can't. EJ's going to join me right after the break. This is with spending $1 trillion on a new deficit, add to the debt $1 trillion every 100 days. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Go there this morning. Short break.
Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. the IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers and you don't. You'll pay up plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, we're trying to make sure that you learn how the system works, how the world works, particularly the capital markets and the money side. We've just put out the fifth free installment. You can get them all free, but just go to birchgold.com/Bannon. This is the end of economic freedom, and we talk about fiat currency and the central bank digital currency of the Federal Reserve, what they're planning. We also talk about the BRICS nations, the de-dollarization movement, and why central banks throughout the world are buying gold at record rates. You heard Jim Rickert yesterday. So go get this totally free today and talk to Philip Patrick and the team, birchgold.com/Bannon. Philip's going to be with me. They're so busy during the week, obviously, with the pressure, all the interest in gold, that he's going to join me for the weekend. EJ and Tony, you have called these numbers. I want to start with GDP. I want to do it in reverse order of Santelli. I want to do GDP first and the inflation numbers, and then go to, well, you've nailed this on the employment side also. Walk me through your assessment. 1.6% growth with massive Keynesian spending injection, stimulus, $1 trillion every 100 days, sir. Your thoughts?
Well, Steve, you really, I think, just hit the nail on the head. With all of this Keynesian stimulus, the government effectively went into an extra $600 billion of debt in order to buy a little more than $300 billion of so-called GDP growth. And so what we're seeing is the government piling on more and more debt, in other words, just borrowing from the future in order to make these numbers look good today. But the fact of the matter is the numbers still don't even look that good. And what is basically happening is economic growth is slowing down at the same time inflation is speeding up. So this is textbook stagflation, not a good sign at all.
EJ, talk to me also about the employment number. You've been warning us, and you go back that they redo this, but Santelli called them liars right there on national TV. He says the number's 212 for every month. He says it's mathematically impossible. Your sense about how even the numbers they're putting forward are gun-decked?
Well, Steve, those weekly numbers that have the unemployment, both initial claims and then also continuing claims, they just simply aren't adding up when we look at all of the businesses across the economy that are announcing layoffs on almost a daily basis at this point. And there are a couple of theories behind that, one of which is most of the people who are getting laid off are not eligible for unemployment because so many of the people that have been hired lately are foreign-born workers who haven't been here long enough to qualify for those unemployment benefits. But then there's also the possibility that essentially the models that the Department of Labor are using are just completely wrong. And so they're not representing reality. But one other thing, Steve, that no one really seems to be talking about, and I'm not sure why, because it's such a big deal. The monthly job numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics last year estimated that in the third quarter, the economy added some 640,000 jobs. But the quarterly survey results that we just got yesterday show over that same period, about 190,000 jobs were actually lost on net. In other words, job gains were overestimated by over 800,000. I mean, this is absolutely insane.
I want to go back before you bounce, and I know hopefully have this afternoon or tomorrow if you've had some more time to go through this, but I want to make sure people understand the formula here. We're running massive deficits. The Republicans have had every opportunity to stop and did not. The Biden regime wants more, but basically $600 billion in additional debt to get $300 billion of increased GDP. It's not even close to being worth it. To even get the phony 1.6, which is anemic growth, is really no growth. They had to buy that by adding on debt. They had to buy that with deficit spending. This is the scam that you're currently in. And by the way, having to refinance this debt, one third of that $35 trillion, as EJ and Tony tells you, at higher interest rates with higher inflation, the inflation is only going to get worse. This is not going to go. We now have a structural stagflation. This is teeing up for a lost decade or more at minimum until President Trump comes in and people come in that are hard-headed and say, this madness has to stop. It's not going to stop, and it's only going to get worse. This is now going to pick up at an accelerating rate. EJ and Tony, your closing thoughts and observations, brother.
Well, Steve, if we look at the difference between how much the federal debt has increased during Biden's tenure versus how much GDP has increased, the debt has grown by 110% of the increase in GDP. So exactly what you were just saying, all of this supposed economic growth is nothing more than the government borrowing from the future, where we're going to have to confiscate an incredibly large amount in taxes in order to make up for, again, the alleged growth that we have today. And that's a formula for getting a lost decade, as you described it.
It's unbelievable. We're doing this to ourselves. It's quite obvious what's going on. EJ, your Twitter feed is on fire. The work you're doing over Heritage is amazing. How do people get more familiar with you? How do they get more familiar with your analysis? I know you're putting up stuff all day as these numbers come out.
Best place to find me is going to be on that Twitter feed. The handle is @RealEJAntoni. I post all of my daily analyses there of all this data in plain English. And I also post all of the op-eds and articles that I write as well.
I think I can say the church's loss is the country's gain in this, EJ. The great job you've done, the Lord's work here, explaining to people the American economy and, quite frankly, the destruction of this republic through this fast spending. So thank you. Honored to have you on here, sir.
Well, I gave to God what was God's, and now I give to Caesar what is Caesar's.
EJ Antoni, you're a good man. Have we called this shot? And the guy that first called it, you know where he is today? You know where Peter Navarro is? He's rotting in a federal prison in Miami. And what did Peter Navarro do? Told you 2-3 years ago, this is all stagflation. They're just going to do a Keynesian injection to buy a little bit of growth to try to keep themselves around. Of course, also throw out, you know, this radical, you know, Green New Deal, all of it. He's rotting in a federal prison. Why? Because there's a vast criminal conspiracy out there to shut down MAGA. They don't want Peter Navarro telling the people that this is a scam. And you saw the numbers today. Those numbers are up in your face. And that's why those construction workers, and that's why the Hispanics and African Americans up on Broadway when President Trump went to the bodega were 5 and 6 deep. We don't need some big theory. EJ and I don't need to come on here and talk about capital markets. Their lived experience tells them that their life sucks under Biden. They know that. And they know that Trump is somebody that'll stand for him. And that's why they have his back. And you see what's going on in these universities. You see what's going on in Lower Manhattan. You see what's going on in Arizona. That's all the Marxists take over this country. And if Republicans are too wimpy to fight, hold our beers. Because we're down for a fight. Okay? Not simply a fight. A fight that leads to victory. It's disgusting what's happened in this country. And it's disgusting what the Republican establishment has sat around and let happen in this country. So they are on notice. Short break, 90 seconds. Going back to the Supreme Court.
Right now, millions of Americans face prescription medication shortages. The FDA's medication shortage list currently has over 120 prescription medications listed. Some patients are being forced into more expensive substitutes, while others are rationing what little medication they have left. Don't get caught unprepared. That's why I want you to pick up a Jace case today. The Jace case is a pack of essential antibiotics that can treat a long list of common bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory and skin infections, plus much more. And each case can be customized for your specific needs with dozens of add-on options. Just fill out a simple online form and Jace handles the rest. From the online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery and ongoing care, visit jacemedical.com and use code Bannon at checkout for an extra discount. That's promo code Bannon at Jace, J-A-S-E, jacemedical.com. Get the Jace case and get it today. Action, action, action.
War Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.